Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, we're looking to piggyback on that performance here and go for our first road win here this week. You know, we're road underdogs already. You know, I think Vegas has picked to beat us, so we got to come out and have another great week of preparation.
And that is where we start. Ben Johnson just getting it out there to the public in his first statement on his Monday press conference, which I think has become really must listen if you want to learn more about the Bears. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Ben Johnson just telling people about whether or not his Bears are favored. And we know why he wants to use it for his team. Take it personally.
Yeah, you a little chip, a little extra dip on your chip on your shoulder, never a bad thing. So
no.
I certainly can understand him bringing it to the forefront. Out the gate, just start the pressure talking about being road dogs in Vegas where they're going to have a home-friendly crowd.
Well, here's the other part of this. There's a couple of truths here that we know when it comes to Chicago sports bettors and Chicago sports fans. They move markets. That's been a truth ever since legalized gambling has come to the state of Illinois. Joe Ostrowski talks about it with us all the time. He, of course, is on BetMGM Network. And lo and behold, did Ben Johnson give the Bears fans a call to action? Because guess what happened?
The line moved.
It did. So right now at FanDuel, it's still Raiders -1.5, but 88% of the money is on the Bears.
Wow.
ESPN bet had Raiders at -1.5, and guess what's happened now? 3-point swing.
The Bears favored by 1.5. That's crazy. That's a crazy line move in that short a period of time.
That's your home field advantage, for example. We always start out with 3 being the baseline. Not the old hockey puck that is Allegiant Stadium. It is now favoring the Bears. And we know this is a massive trip for Bears fans. As soon as that schedule came out, we knew that it was circled on the calendar for many reasons, and I say circle as a pun intended because you know what's happening. The afternoon show is going to Circa on Thursday. That's why we switched with them for our shifts, and they're going to be there all weekend. It's going to be a great time. So in the meantime, look what happened. The Bears fans move the market again. And did they do it thanks to the help of their head coach?
Well, here's my question. If the market is now moved and the Bears are now favored, does that mean he can't use that as the inspiration he wanted to talk about his team being underdogs when he addresses them?
Or do we again do a thought exercise, and if we're Ben Johnson talking to his team, we're like, look at this! The Bears fans believe in you! Do you believe in yourselves? And then you just point to something on a wall and you let them know that they can look inside themselves.
Anything on the wall? Clock on the wall?
Anything.
Vegas has picked to beat us, so.
Look at this camera! They're watching you! Do you want to disappoint them? No. But I think the bigger point stands. Not only did the head coach throw it out there in a way that was deliberate, because I don't think he casually throws out a lot of stuff to the media. He knows what he's doing.
One of the things that...
But he also is paying attention. Like, it's a fair thing to pay attention to and be like, well, what's with this?
Later in that press conference, they asked him a question about something that he had said. And they were asking him, like, oh, and he was like, I don't send messages through the media. I don't do that. If I have something, a problem with something, I just tell the actual player. So don't read into too much of what I'm saying to you guys, because I'm not trying to send a message through the media.
Yeah, I mean, I get that part of it. I think he was also just being truthful.
Oh, like, no, no, no.
I think there's a difference between being calculated and being truthful. And then I don't think we hear about anything before a player does, for sure.
And that's the part that's different with this regime than maybe past regimes, is that if you hear it as a media member, chances are it's been discussed at length already with whoever it is he's talking about, whether that was Tyreek Stevenson at the beginning of the year, whether that was Ozzie Trapillo. You can go down the list, by the way.
I've always kind of felt that way in general, that usually once something is filtered to us, it's because it's something that has been said at the facility a time or two.
Yes.
But when it comes to this, I do wonder how much power the Bears fans had in trying to get this done.
I think the Bears fans had all the power in getting this done. That when you hear 88% of the money is on Bears, you know why.
That's
because they
wild,
believe they're going to win outright.
That is a wild amount.
But I think the Bears fans will do an even more important job this weekend, because they're going to be over 50% of the fans at the old Death Star. You know what they call it?
I thought Cowboys Stadium was the Death Star.
Is it? Okay, I thought...
But Allegiant, I mean, I'm sure it's probably referred to as that as well, but I think of it as a hockey puck. It's like a big, glossy hockey puck.
Okay.
It's tinted.
It is tinted. It's black.
Yeah, it has to be, because black. It's hot out there.
It's Raiders black. You missed it. One of our 500 questions yesterday, have the Raiders lost their mystique? Because, you know, we had Nico Hoerner. And
yes,
so he was,
yes. I'm eager to hear what the answer was.
He was fully ready to trash the Raiders and their mystique. And just like, you know, they play here, they play there, they play everywhere. They don't have a real home. And now it's Vegas. And yeah. And so I just...
They have switched cities quite a bit.
I kind of go back and forth to who has the worst home field advantage. Is it the Chargers or the Raiders? And I go back and forth on that.
Well, the last time the Bears played in Vegas, the fans were out in full force.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Worse.
And they will be again, because Las Vegas doesn't have enough people in Las Vegas to support a football team to that level. Unless you're like New Orleans, or I'm trying to think of another like small market. Like it, the percentage of people who come out, like
Green Bay,
Kansas City.
Well, Green Bay's got the whole state of Wisconsin. That's a little different.
I mean, theoretically, their draw is similar, but you run into Arizona and Southern California on either side. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a lot of people gave up on that team because they moved. So yeah, there's that.
There's a lot of transplants too, as we know, in Las Vegas. You know, yeah, that's part of it. But it is a destination for people, and that's why I think there's a couple of elements that play into this. Number one, it's fun to say like Vegas has us at XYZ when you're playing in Vegas. Like there's symmetry there. But then number two, we knew that this was a destination trip for a lot of Bears fans. I don't know that any of us thought that the weather was still going to be this good this weekend. Like you're probably expecting nice warm weather in Vegas, but this is a nice little fake summer we're still continuing to have here.
I will gladly accept all the fakeness of all the summer. Give me faux summer until what, January? I'm good with that.
Yeah, unfortunately, if I could have had real summer in, you know, pool, stadium, swim, where I'd be watching other NFL games at the same time, that's the goal. You know, that's the ideal.
It was
so there's always
when we were
a
there.
Reason to have a trip. But football season, oh, watching yeah. NFL games, yeah, that's a different deal.
That's fair.
We're talking about the Bears and Raiders game coming up on 670 The Score. And Ben Johnson just acknowledging that his team wasn't favored. And I do think it's probably going to help motivate his team. After what happened the week before, go get them. But it's not going to be easy when you know that number two right now in passing yards in the NFL is Geno Smith at 831.
Certainly another challenge, and I think every week will be a challenge for this defense until they get their full complement of players not named Jalen Johnson back.
Well, and if you had asked me if Ashton Jeanty would only have 144 rushing yards after three games, what?
Yeah, as a guy who depends on him every week.
He's on your fantasy team, too?
He was my second-round pick at the end of the second round, which was a great pick at the end of the second round at the time.
Are you going to talk to Paul Charchain about this tomorrow?
He knows. We talked about it last week because it's Justin Jefferson,
right.
And then it was Ashton Jeanty, and then later on it was Joe Burrow.
I was thinking more about Joe Burrow there than Ashton Jeanty at the time.
I got a win last week. You know why? Because my backup quarterback is who?
Caleb Williams.
When did we find out about NFC Player of the Week? Is that today or tomorrow? Thursday?
I think it's today.
And we know he got nominated for FedEx Aaron Brown Player of the Week. I got that email during the show. How convenient was that?
Very convenient. I just want to conveniently remind you guys as well that you're going to have a conversation with Charch about extending Ryan Poles and extending the Vikings general manager.
Tracy Adolfo Mensah. Yeah, he did tell us to remind him about that. So thank you, Ray. That was
a good call. Good producer.
I already reminded him.
Yeah, but in the meantime, how much more are the Bears fans going to move that line?
So I predict
move that line
by Sunday morning.
Move that line.
Depending on how that injury report looks, that line could be up to 2.5.
Guys, I still have Edwin Diaz's song stuck in my head. I can't get rid of it.
I mean, hopefully you don't have to hear it anymore this season. I'm
set right now.
Well,
is he available today? Like, if you throw two innings, are you available today?
I would think he's not available because he threw two innings. He threw two dynamic innings last
night. He
threw
two gas innings.
You know what that made me think? Why don't the Cubs have somebody like that? Oh, wait. You say Daniel Palencia's coming off the IL?
Hmm. What's happening there?
I don't know.
We'll talk about it with Russ Dorsey. That's in the noon hour. In the meantime, next we have to talk about Mike Florio. And I think we have to play a little game called, is this gaslighting?
It's definitely gaslighting.
It involves Tom Brady. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Next on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.